My name is Martin Sachs. I'm the secretary of the TAG National Transport Committee. TAG represents a large number of local authorities, all of which are highway authorities, and therefore responsible for maintaining and managing road networks throughout the United Kingdom. The Department of Transport are conducting a live test. At the moment, the maximum length of lorry allowed is 13.6 metres. They're testing, although they've allowed lorry companies to test a small number of longer lorries up to 16.6 metres in length. The concerns that we have over the possible introduction of these as permitted vehicles mainly relates to their use within urban areas, within towns. The issue that we're concerned about is the swing at the rear of the vehicles, which we believe creates potential dangers for pedestrians, cyclists, other vehicle users on the road, and of course the highway authorities in terms of damage to signs, traffic signals and other road infrastructure. Well, the issue of road traffic accidents involving large vehicles and cyclists is already in the public arena, and one of the main causes of accidents is the swing of the vehicles at the rear. If the vehicles swing out, if the rear of the vehicle swings out as it's passing a cyclist, it can very easily knock the cyclist over or even crush the cyclist between the vehicle and a feature such as what is called safety fencing. Our view is that the introduction of these longer vehicles in urban areas could make those dangers more likely to occur.